know that you are dear with us and for us always. Thank you, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that for those that are on their way or those that are in the media, bless, Father God. Bless us. You begin to reveal your word to me, to minister to those that are in need, Lord. Touch, Father God. Touch hearts that are able to open up and listen to what your word is saying. I would pray, Father God, for continued blessing and revelation to those that are in need of you, to those that don't understand, Father God, bring understanding to them, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Lord.
I just thank God. For this opportunity.
Yes. Let him use you, sister.
To continue to bless.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You for the testimonies. For you are real.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
We pray to know, Father God, that you are real. Lord, thank you. I praise God that I'm able to come before you today. Thank you. You made me see this. Amen. My topic, Christ's resurrection, gives us assurance. God gives us assurance through his Son, Jesus Christ. And First Corinthians, the scriptures, chapter 15, verse 19 to 23. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world.
Wow.
You know?
Yes.
If it's only for this life, don't be fooled. It's not only for this life. We don't want to be pitied. But, in fact, Christ had been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection of the dead has begun through another man.
All right.
Wow. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam. Adam, the man. Everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life.
All right. New life.
This is the other man.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back.
All right. Amen.
Raised. Christ is the first fruits of everyone who has died or will die in him. Praise God. First fruits were the first portion of a harvest.
Yes.
You know, we always get the best And we need to give God the best back.
Right.
You know, and the first, we cannot be like a Cain. We need to be like Abel.
Yes. Right.
We give back the best, the first fruit. First fruit of the harvest, which serve as a sample, an indicator of things to come. Jesus Christ, our Father. Similarly, Paul says, when you look at the resurrected Christ, you should see his real glorified body as a foreshadowing of what you will one day enjoy if you are a believer in Christ.
Amen.
You know, dear believer, this very body you inhabit will one day, along with your soul, be perfected. You know that? It will be perfected.
Yes.
And who is the cause of that? None other than Jesus Christ. See, you know, that puts our physical insecurities and our discouragements about aging in perspective. You know, any physical deformity or handicap in your body will soon be gone. Any decline in your health will soon be fixed forever. You know, I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, I can be a testimony that I'm already healed.
Right. Amen.
I mean, you're looking at a miracle. Actually, technically, deaf. But I thank God for blessing us with a little bit, even if it's a speck of his intelligence.
Yes, yes, yes.
For man to do what it takes to help us to survive on earth. In every way, in every form, he gave us a brain and the functions of the brain. Sometimes it's beyond our each individual understanding. It takes a lot. All these cells, and they have different functions, you know, and I hear or I understand, you know, in class they tell you your brain has four parts and all four parts it work distinctly, individually, differently.
Right.
You know, but I thank God for his creation.
Right.
He loves us so much. Yeah. And guess what? Of all his creation, we are made very, very good.
Amen. Amen.
Like no other creation.
That's right.
Even though the world compares to monkeys, but we are created better than the monkeys.
Right.
Guess what? We have spirit.
Yes.
The spirit of God.
Yes.
What's in us.
Yes.
Yeah, I praise God. You know, we go, like I was saying, about our body, and we shouldn't be worried about aging. I know my father-in-law says, he says, at one time, the only way to keep from getting old, what he said, is to die young. What? I'm like, whoa. Well, you know what? I don't recommend that. let God work in you.
Yes, right.
Let him bless you. And enjoy the wonders of his blessing.
Amen.
You know. So yes. Take good care of this body that you are given, so that you might what? Use it to God's glory as long and as well as possible. You know, God doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
You know, I give my testimony that everybody in here individually, even those that are in the media, YouTube, Facebook, everyone have a testimony. And sometimes some people get tired of hearing the same thing, but you know what? That is your testimony to share.
Yes.
You know, there are some people that get tired of hearing it, but there are some people that have not heard it. And they need to hear it. You know, just like we need to constantly hear God speaking to us. Even if it's the same thing over and over.
Right.
You know, as our pastors have taught that you've been hearing some scriptures over and over, but years go by and you're still reading it, and then you get a new revelation. New revelation after revelation, or new understanding.
Yes.
It's like it comes out of the book into your heart and in your mind. You're like, wow, now this is what this means. You know, this is what this means. So, you know, when this happened to me, I always thought, and I'm so grateful to my pastor and my husband. They had this group, and they came and prayed for me when it first happened. But little did they know that I was, they said I blessed them. But I was in a dark place. But they blessed me so when I'm just looking at mainly these two tall guys, Pastor and Elder Boyd. And I'm like, oh, they are praying for me. And I have to open up my eyes because I have to read lips. And that's the only way I could know and understand what is being said. And I'm like, oh, I was so blessed.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said, you will hear again.
Thank you.
You know what? You will hear. I sure enough. It's a struggle, but yes, it's almost a year that I did not hear, that I was totally deaf. But you know, God gave me the strength to carry on, to move on. So, you know, that is why we need to take care of our bodies. Physically, mentally, in every way. So, but do not put your sense of identity in this current form of your body. You know, your body is not wasted. Maybe, you know what, we can say it is wasted when once God called you home. But your spirit lives on. So you're still in the body of Christ.
Amen.
This is just a coat. You know, just a shell. We call it a shell, but I call it a coat. You could take it off. Because sometimes, you know, when we get into the bad spirit or into the world, God comes back to us. He blesses us, you know, and he keeps us in line. So if your body is beautiful now, It is nothing compared to what Christ will make you one day.
Oh my God.
Nothing. And if your body is feeble in any way now, it will one day be more majestic and mighty than you can even imagine. Just like I mentioned the description of our brain, we can't even imagine. We cannot imagine God's imagination. No way. He does not give that to us. He gives us what we need. Just enough so we can function.
Yes.
To focus on him.
Yes.
Thank God.
Wow.
Keep this reality in mind. Next time you see a model on the cover of a magazine or tempted to be dissatisfied with your own body, keep this in mind the next time you look in the mirror and notice a new gray hair or wrinkle. It is God who made your body in the first place, just as he wants you. And it is God who will perfectly remake your body in the same fashion as his son. Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
You know, God is just such an awesome God.
Yes.
Jesus, who died in our place and rose again for our justification, is the representative sample of all who belong to him. Every believer in Christ has eternal life. We all have eternal life. But you need to be a believer. We got to be careful. If you are not a believer, this is the time. Being a believer is not a religion. It's not a religion. It is simply a relationship. It's a relationship. Every believer in Christ has eternal life and will be raised again in the last day. Mm-hmm. Walking in that reality today will transform how you view yourself now and what your hope is for the future. Let's think about what our hope is for the future. People don't even realize the question, if you die today, what will you think about that, where you're going? We're not just going to disappear. Which we will turn to dust.
Yes, yes.
We were created by dust.
Yes.
So we go back to dust. But we have to remember when God breathed his soul into us.
Yes.
We have a soul.
Yes.
And it's a living soul.
Yes.
And that soul lives forever.
Yes.
Unless you're a believer, unless you know Christ. But while we are unhurt right now, we need to realize and make a decision. What will you choose? Will you choose Christ, who is life, or will you choose death? You know? Death is real.
Yes.
Christ is real.
Right.
Heaven is real.
Right.
Hell
real.
Is real. So we or as living souls, are we going to choose hell or heaven? Yes, praise the Lord. So we need to decide hope for our future. We have three great enemies. Sin, Satan, and death. Death. Because Christ rose from the dead. We know that sin and death and Satan have been decisively defeated. You know. And because Christ rose from the dead, we know there is life after death.
Amen.
Because Christ rose from the dead, we know there is life after death. And that if we belong to Him,
yes,
we need not fear death or hell.
Yes. All right now.
We praise God. John 11:25-26 says, Jesus said to her, but Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And guess what? That is a great assurance.
Yes, it is.
For us. To come to terms to that understanding. And John 14:3. He also promised, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know? What a promise. He promised us. There's no other God that bless us and promise us. Not like that. Not at all. But God,
yes,
you know, we cannot make anything our God. Saints, they are not God. They have people that honor saints. I grew up with an aunt that she always pray and put a candle Saint Francis. And I'm like, oh no. Growing up and then realizing now in my growth in Christ, saints are idols,
right,
which God is very much against.
Right.
I thank God for His revelation and His teaching of His word for guiding me from my adult years is when I discovered Jesus Christ.
Yes, hallelujah.
And I appreciated, accepted Him as my Lord and Savior. So He said, if He go and prepare a place for you, He means it. And He said, what a friend He is. Because if it was not so, He would not tell us. God is a friend. He's more of a friend than your best friend. He's more of a friend to me than my husband's supposed to be. Praise God, He is an honest friend. He never fails me. Husband failed me Friends fail me. Mothers even fail me.
Yeah. But God.
But God. God never failed me. And Jesus never failed me. Because he is what he says he is.
Yes.
He said he's the truth.
Yes.
You can't be alive if you say you're the truth.
Right.
And he is the way. The way we need to follow him. He is the way, the truth, the way, and guess what? He is life. He is life everlasting. God says, follow my son. He is life. Praise God. So how hopeless our lives would be if these words of Christ, the words, if he said, I go and prepare a place for you. So these are assurance, assurances.
Yeah.
Words, how hopeless our life would be if these words were not true. But you know what? Every cemetery and every gravesite would be a mute witness to the futility and despair of human life. You know? It's kind of what I'm bottling. You know? But his words are true. In 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 8, just summarize. By God's power, Jesus rose from the dead, and hundreds became witnesses to his resurrection.
Yes.
He said, now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved. If you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas. Cephas, we know who that is. Peter. And then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. In these scriptures, it was Paul, then Saul. But he said he appeared to him, and he was abnormally born. Sometimes we have to go through some changes, some obstacles, some struggles for God to shake us up and let us realize and wake up. You know, that's what he did to Paul. Then he changed his name to Paul from Saul. He shook him at the road of Damascus. I said shook him, but he brought reality to him. He blinded him. He explain to him who he was and why you are persecuting me.
Right.
You know, he actually put a stop to his old lifestyle in that moment. I just praise God for doing that to each and every one of us. Those of us that honestly follow him, seek him, believe in him, lean on him, and love him with our utmost soul. You know, I sometimes realize, wow, the blessing that God has bestowed upon us.
Yes.
It's unimaginable. How can we not? How can we not love him? Why? Praise God. So all I can say is what a glorious hope we have because of Jesus. And Jesus is alive.
Yes.
Won't you heed to him? Won't you follow him? Won't you learn of him being the way, the truth, and the life? For he is the true way. He is the truth. And he is the true life. I thank God. Amen.
Wow, I told you, this is, it's like we're in a cabin in the woods, sitting around the fireplace, and the Lord Jesus is ministering to us. Oh my God, what a word. Thank you so much, Sister Mireya. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the resurrection. You see how everything is all tied together today? You know, from hearing the miracle of the baby, no scratch, no. Who did it? Jesus did it.
All right.
Jesus, the miracle man. You know, she said, who wouldn't serve a God like this? You know, I'm thinking about over in 1 John chapter 5, it says, these things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. What a blessing it is. I thank God for eternal life today. I thank God for Jesus coming into my heart, changing me, rearranging me, establishing me, placing my feet up on a rock. If any man is to boast, y'all to boast in the Lord, because in me dwells no good thing. Oh, but in Christ Jesus, I am who I am by the grace of God. Ooh, hallelujah. Sister had to go to her Panama roots. She had to go back to Espanol and give God glory. Hallelujah. See, everything on the inside going to show up on the outside.
All right.
And we praise God today. So I know that we heard a word today, whether you're in the house or whether you're on social media, you have heard the word of God today and have heard how great our God is. And I would admonish anyone today to make Jesus the center of your joy. You know, sister talked about the resurrection. You know, and Romans 10 and 9, it talks about if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. We know by all accounts of scripture and eyewitnesses that Jesus literally flat out died. But on the third day morning, he rose. My dear friend, Brother Ron Lopez, him and his wife, they left yesterday evening, headed to Albuquerque because they was pulling the plug on his mom, who we prayed for a couple of weeks ago in the surgery that she had. And he was there working at the church, but in his heart he said, Pastor, I'm all right. He said, I know where my mom is going. I know she's made her peace. She's been living for the Lord. And so he didn't have to panic. He didn't have to rush. He said, but I'm going to finish up here and I'm going, because I know where my mother's going. Wow, blessed assurance.
Yes.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. We're heirs of salvation, purchased by God, born of his spirit, and washed in his blood. So if there's anyone today that's under the sound of my voice or any voice you've heard today, this would be your day to commit your ways to the Lord. Anybody in here just glad to be saved today? Can I just take a poll for a minute? And you just praising God for, that you're not who you used to be?
That's right.
Is anybody praising God because you know where you're going?
Yeah.
Say, I heard old song say, this old building, keep on leaning, but I got to move to a better home.
Yeah.
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, Sister Jennifer, why don't you just bless us? Amen. I know the Lord is yet dealing in that precious heart of yours. Amen. Come on and bless us with a selection, and we're going to close in prayer. God bless the saints today. Hallelujah.
Singing about Jesus, worshiping Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Let me see. Summary. There we go. There we go. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we're just going to continue just singing about Jesus. And resting in Him.
Jesus. I don't want anything but You. You're more than every dream come true. All of the things I thought I needed don't come close to knowing You. Now that I'm Yours and You are mine, Yours is the secret that I find. I'll spend forever in the pleasure I have looking in Your eyes. Give me Jesus. Have all
You're all we want, Jesus. Amen.
All we want is
all
Jesus.
We want. All
Amen.
We need.
Amen.
Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take up your bed and walk. Father, we thank and we praise you. Thank you for another day, God. Thank you for staying the rain. Thank you for calming the storm. Thank you for blessing us in this place on today, God. Thank you for the testimonies, God. Thank you for the praise and worship. Thank you for your message from your maid servant on today, God. Thank you for fellowship one another with the saints of God in the house of the Lord before your throne. God, we thank you and we give you glory on today. Bless us as we leave this place with not your presence, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for Sister Jennifer and her mom, God. Thank you. Won't you give them traveling grace back home, Lord? Oh, God, cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus, Lord. Their household, their family, Lord, those precious children, Lord, bless in a very special way. Brother Ron, as he's traveling there to New Mexico, bless him, Lord, and his wife on today. Lord, touch the mom right where she lay in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Thank you for the baby, Lord, the testimony. The baby's still alive.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Projectile through the window hit her in the chest, but she's still alive. You're the God who's able to do anything but fail. So, Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship again. We ask you to bless us, oh God. Have your way, Lord. The box on the wall, the tithes and offering box, God. Everything, every penny, everything that go in that box to go to your glory, to your honor, to the upbuilding of your kingdom, Lord. Look on the homeless today, Lord, in this inclement weather, Lord. As we saw on yesterday, on Friday, so many under the freeway overpasses. And, oh God, we pray today, those in the riverbanks today, Lord. Stretch out your hand. Send your word, Father God. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. As your word says over in Jude 24, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And all the saints of God together, let us say amen. Amen. Amen.